With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A federal judge has refused to reinstate eight former inspectors general who sued after the Trump administration fired them with no warning and little explanation.
The eight plaintiffs were among 17 inspectors general fired by President Trump on January 24th. The judge said that while the president likely violated federal law governing the process for removing the nonpartisan watchdogs from office, the firings didn't cause enough irreparable harm to justify reinstating them before the lawsuit is resolved. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the White House is telling agencies to prepare for large-scale firings of federal workers in the event the government shuts down next week, which appears to be the case. In a memo released Wednesday night, the Office of Management and Budget said that agencies should consider a reduction in force for federal programs whose funding would be set to lapse next week. That would be a much more aggressive step than in previous shutdowns. The Texas GOP will consider censuring 10 Republican lawmakers next month, including House Speaker Dustin Burroughs, in a move that could potentially bar them from appearing on the GOP primary ballot.
The state Republican Executive Committee announced Tuesday it would consider resolutions submitted by county parties against the speaker and nine committee chairs, alleging they flouted the core principles of the Republican Party of Texas. If approved, the censures could test a new party rule authorizing county chairs to block the lawmakers from running in the March GOP primary. They came on the heels of a series of sessions in which Republicans pushed through a series of conservative priorities, including private school vouchers and a new congressional map meant to give the party five new seats in Congress. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And on Wall Street, it was Dow futures last seen pointing down by about 127 points. Slow going so far after the opening bell. The S&P down 38 points. This is SRN News. Doctors urging the Supreme Court to protect women's sports. Michael Harrington has more.
The American College of Pediatrics has filed a brief in an upcoming case that involves state laws banning boys from playing against girls in sports. In the brief, the ACP says when female sports are invaded by males, quote, girls predictably lose roster spots and scholarships, face unequal competition, and in some sports bear higher injury risk. These are real medical and developmental harms to minors. The High Court will hear arguments this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew has delivered a wide-ranging speech to the Council on Foreign Relations in which he applauded the United States constitutional system of checks and balances. He also warned against excluding faith from the public square, citing George Washington's statement that religion and morality are indispensable to good government. This is SRN News. A federal judge has dismissed a claim by former FBI agent Peter Strzok that he was wrongfully fired for disparaging texts about President Trump.
Strzok was part of the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and told Congress in 2018,
"At no time in any of these texts did those personal beliefs ever enter into the realm of any action I took."
In a lawsuit, he made a First Amendment claim saying he was wrongfully fired from the agency over those texts. But now a federal judge has rejected Strzok's claims, saying the FBI's interest in avoiding the appearance of bias outweighed his interest in expressing his political opinions. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Jobless claim applications fell to their lowest level in 2 months last week as layoffs remain low, despite some evidence of a softening labor market. You'll find more on all these stories at SRNnews.com.